Broadcasting in the palatial Buttmanship Studios in the sovereign nation of Poland, and it's the Buttmanship's Variety Pack. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to a very special Buttmanship special here on the Buttmanship Network. Buttmanship, sit on your Buttmanch. I am your host, Landon Doan, owner, proprietor, CEO, COO, and overlord of Buttmanship. And today, we're here to talk about the Venture Brothers. It's been over 2 years since we've seen a new episode of the Venture Brothers, and no, I'm not counting the Shallow Gravy music video of Jagged either. A lot of people assumed that the Venture Brothers were just never going to come back to Adult Swim. Well, to hell with that. As of tomorrow, June 3rd at midnight, the Venture Brothers are back, and how cool is that? And on top of that, they've already been renewed for a sixth season, so we have two more seasons of the Venture Brothers coming, at least. The interview we're about to air for you is took part during the 2011 edition of Dragon Con, and if you haven't been to Dragon Con, you probably should, and if you don't know what Dragon Con is, Google it. Myself and my partner, Drew Pickering, had quite a time getting this interview. It jumped from day to day and time to time, but we were very fortunate to get the time to speak with Mr. James Urbaniak, the voice of Dr. Venture, and the voice of Billy Quizboy, Henchman 21, Dr. Girlfriend, Kevin, and Dermot, as well as the co-creator of the Venture Brothers, Doc Hammer. Also, I just want to give you a heads up. While we were conducting our interview, a sound check for the next panel was conducted, so I apologize for the less than stellar audio, but at the same time, it's not every day you get to talk to two geniuses. So sit back, relax, and enjoy our 7-minute interview with James Urbaniak and Doc Hammer from the Venture Brothers.
Go Team Venture!
You obviously thought the show would be successful in some way, otherwise you probably wouldn't have done it. But did you?
I don't know about that. I do not know about that.
Wait, just a little.
I honestly believe that Jax and I were onto something good. But I'm not. It's the success of it is as much of a mystery to me as it is to anybody else.
So you didn't expect it to kind of become a cult phenomenon and take on this life of its own?
No, I guess when you think back on it, it had all the makings of what would be a cult hit, because it had a lot of characters and it had a lot of information. You know what I mean? That's what a cult hit is a lot of information. And then you got to find fans that love it, and then it either has to get canceled or never be advertised. You know what I mean? It's got to be Buffy or Star Trek. It either has to be canceled or not advertised. And thankfully, Adult Swim never advertises us, so they're creating a cult hit from the get-go.
And I'm sure it helps they keep bouncing around your time slot.
That also helps, because it pisses off fans, and fans got to look for it. That means they're working to find it, and they become part of our show, because they're involved. They keep getting denied the Venture Brothers, and they will find it. So I guess that's how it worked. Yeah. But I really think it's because we have this massive cast that is a long continuing narrative and all that kind of stuff, which does make for cult followings, I guess.
What about you, James? When you signed up on the show, was it just kind of like helping out a friend's project, or did you have any idea how big it might become at all?
Yeah, I mean, you do things, you do pilots, and often nothing happens with them. So I just had fun doing the pilot, and then just took it one step at a time, and then found out it was going to be a show, and that was nice. See if we'll do more than a season. And but there were no expectations originally.
Well, I love the writing for the show, and I've noticed, I've always wondered, because I see the credits, and sometimes you're the only writer listed, sometimes you co-write it with Jackson, sometimes you're not listed at all. I've always wondered what the process is for that. How do you decide who writes what?
It's weird. Jackson and I have both written 50% of the Venture Brothers, but sometimes together, sometimes we'll write a show together, and sometimes he'll write one and I'll write one. It almost works out to, he writes one, I write one, we write one.
I wasn't sure if it was like, hey, I got this good idea for an episode.
Well, what it is really, there are only two writers, there's always been just two writers, and it's about time management. So he's working on his, I'm working on mine, and if he gets stuck doing some other production duty, I'll write two in a row, and if I get stuck doing something, he'll write two in a row, so we're trying to help each other out, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
There's no workers method to it. It really is just getting as many scripts in as we can. And he'll write and show.
We're still getting a good level.
Oh, action!
That's wonderful. Are we still getting good audio? Should we have
so monkeys?
It's still good.
So what?
It's fun.
So what it is more that he'll write an episode about something he's interested in, and I write an episode about what I'm interested in, and it just works. It's a very strange thing. We both write similarly enough that we can just do that. It doesn't seem weird.
It's a good writing relationship then, I guess.
It's an amazing writing relationship. We didn't even think we could do it.
Huh.
But we do. We can write. He can write every word for one show, and I'll write every word for the next show, and it seems like the same show. It's very rare.
No, I've got that too. I've tried to kind of guess like who wrote whatever episode I'm watching, and often I'm confused. It's hard to tell.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Speaking of the writing, in the panel earlier today, you made reference that it took you 2 days to get Everybody's Coming to Hank's done. Is there a general length, on average, it takes for a script to get done, or is it just how you're feeling?
It takes us about a month to write a script, sometimes less. The reason I was able to get the Hank one done so quick is because I was working on Adrenaline, and I loved the subject, and I wrote half an episode. It's supposed to be both Hank and Dean's summer vacation happened in the same episode. And I wrote my half, and Jackson was like, this is great. Finish it. I don't want to even put my thing in there. We'll let that one run, and then I'll do another episode. So then I went right back and put in all the scenes that I couldn't fit. So it would have been one day, but I slapped in all this stuff and put it back to what I wanted.
Well, that's honestly one of my favorite episodes, so great job.
I liked it a lot, too.
Yeah.
Because I wrote it quick, it wasn't compromised. Every word just flowed out. I wrote it it's right, yeah. It's beginning to end, took a nap, woke up, Jackson's like, finish it. I'm like, okay, and then I went back.